The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Past 9 o'clock, we are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila.
Hey everybody, what's going on?
Hey, I just got here.
Let's go pick from a run.
That was a joke in a Judge Reinhold movie called Vice Versa with Fred Savage. They switched places, father and son, body switching movies.
You mean His Honor?
That was like a nickname for him. His Honor, the Judge Reinhold. Mm-hmm. And Judge Reinhold, when he was, you know, with the kid mind, he had to get to a payphone at a certain time, so he ran there. And when he picks it up, and it's the kidnapper, he's like, and the lady's like, "All right, hang up the phone, you pervert." He's like, "No, it's me. I just made it." He's like, "Oh, okay, that was a joke."
So, the kidnapper didn't like perverts.
I guess
you're a kidnapper. You really shouldn't have any.
Listen. I may be a kidnapper, but I have some morals. Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I know. Well, no, I'm trying to do business here, and I got perverts picking up the phone. Back then, all ransom demands were made at payphones. You know that.
All right, let's start pop clips up. First of all, we're going to head down to Kentucky, where a young lady had some trouble.
Oh, man, I bet the age of consent is super low there. I bet it's like 15.
I don't know. Shut up. All right. A young lady in high school has a dilemma.
Bet she's hot.
About her cross-country thing.
Time running this race.
I've trained since June for this race.
And I've trained
won the regional,
since
it would have
June.
Been her first time competing for the state championship.
Oh, I was so nervous. I thought about it all week.
But on the 7th day of last week, nerves turned to frustration because of a different number.
And the numbers and the course map and such that, you know, we get.
666.
Woodley County High School cross country coach Gina Crowley knows her students. So when you pull the number,
I seen this number. It was from the Beast.
I don't think she will wear that number.
No.
It's the mark of the Beast. That's what.
That's right. That's right. It's the mark of the Beast. And I said it.
While wearing 666 because of her faith. So she and her coach.
Because of her stupidity, you should say.
No, that's. Listen, you don't understand.
No,
if she runs around with that number on her back, that's a crime against God.
The Kentucky High School Athletic Association told us it wasn't brought to their attention that the request was because of religious beliefs, adding that if they knew, they would have changed the number.
I told them that it had to do with my religion and the way I believe.
They all laughed at me.
For those who know Thacker, it's easy to believe.
Her name's Thacker?
You fucking Thacker. Mother Thacker.
Because it makes me sick just thinking that my name was associated with that number.
I couldn't have been prouder if she had won
the entire
race.
How ridiculous fucking people are.
This season, she's now focused on next
imagine
year.
How easy it would
and
be.
How, I know that they're in Kentucky, so they can't really do that, but the news is so biased. Like,
all news
belief,
is biased.
How the audacity of the school officials making her wear the number of the beast.
All news is biased. You know
number
that.
Number of a fucking beast.
They don't
get
just
off.
Give the straight news
what the hell?
Without an unbiased opinion. They always have a slant. That's how it is. But imagine how easy it is to have to rope these girls into having sex with you. They're so dumb. Mm. Oh my God. It'd be so simple. I gotta take a trip.
Well, here's something disturbing. A Dowel commercial from the 60s.
Listen to Remco's baby laugh a lot.
This is the beginning of every Stephen King movie. Now people are screaming.
You're listening to baby
hey, my doll laughs. Hilarious.
They were obsessed for years with making the dolls do different things. Like, you know, they'd piss themselves. You could cut their hair and it would continue to grow.
I mean, you could feed them. Some of them will take a shit now and you change their diaper.
I don't know if I'm interested in
You don't like dolls?
Getting baby laugh a lot. That's creepy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know if dolls are big sellers now. I don't think little girls are super into dolls anymore. Not like they were. Because back then, that's pretty much the only girl toy you
had. Well, a lot of young girls have their own real babies now.
Well, yeah.
Ah.
And no one's laughing.
I think the internet just like, it doesn't, I don't think kids even need toys anymore, do they?
I mean, they still have toys.
I know that. They have whole stores called Toys R Us. By the way, Toys R Us still have that giant giraffe?
I don't know.
I guess that's redundant. Just that miniature giraffe. He had a short neck. Imagine if a giraffe had like some weird thing and he didn't grow, his head didn't grow in a regular size neck.
I mean, humans have that disease. Why not giraffes?
That's true. All right, now we're going to get into some TV theme songs as covered by people on the internet. First up, Game of Thrones. I love this theme song.
You know, the crazy thing is, this dude's just playing, this is acoustic guitar, and this guy is fucking awesome. He is spectacular, but you know what? He has translated this into zero pussy, and I can guarantee you that.
I know, he's looked pretty handsome.
He's a good-looking guy, but girls don't give a shit. Who cares? He's playing a guitar. But he's good. I would be heartbroken if it came out that he's just mock playing. He's almost doing an air guitar, and he's not even doing this.
It looks like he's got a bunch of different stuff on here.
The man's he's a talent. I'm jealous. I wish I knew how to do shit. My only talent is talking, and a lot of people can do that. But I'm the best, so beat that. I can talk better than you can play guitar.
No, because he also does The Walking Dead on acoustic guitar. But there's an advertisement.
Yeah, I know. You know, asshole, you know we have shit set up, but don't start just skipping around other things.
Oh, well, whatever. How about this one? French horn players playing the Star Wars.
I don't understand why the French needed their own horn.
Well, listen, they were very arrogant.
Yeah.
We don't want a horn.
We do not want to play your shitty American horn. We make our own French horn. They haven't learned to play it yet. Not yet. I mean, they created the horn, which was a regular horn, and they just fucking twisted it up.
And judging by this, the French horn sounds like shit.
I know. I mean, I am a fan of Star Wars. It's a shame that Star Wars is just going to die off. Because, I mean, the young people don't really care about it anymore.
What are you talking about? It's in all the news. The new one's coming
off. I know, but no one gives a fuck. They just had three new ones, and no one cared about those.
That was like 15 years ago, but...
No one cared about them then. Everyone just complained, oh, those are shit, man. Oh, they'll keep making new ones, and they're not like they were. People aren't as excited as
Christmas
they were.
Christmas Day 2015, the new one's coming out, I guess.
That's fine, but...
Like, you're going to see that stupid shit.
Yeah, I'll see it, because I'm a fucking... I was born in the 70s.
So was I. You know what I care? You know what? I don't give a rat's ass about Star Wars.
What about...
Now, if that guy was in the original, I might have watched it.
Yeah.
Moving on. Here's our song of the day. As I like to play hits from years gone by. From 1986, Orin, Juice Jones with The Rain. This song has been in my head for weeks since I heard it at an 80s countdown show. On the satellite radio?
I'm not sure I know this. Maybe once it starts playing, I'll recognize it. And him.
It's my favorite part.
His hand, never be the same.
Now he's collecting all his... Now, in the video, he's collecting all our stuff. Get ready to get rid of it.
Pain, the same. Yeah, girl.
That in him part's great.
And him. What do you do if you're out? And you're pretty sure, I mean, you have the understanding that your girlfriend is, like, at work or something. Meanwhile, she lied about going to work to meet a man. And you just happen to see her, you know, like, at a restaurant or walking through the mall.
I'd like to say that I'd end it right there, but
you probably
I don't
would.
Know.
You'd feel like shit. You'd be like, oh, my God. You know, you'd feel horrible. Yeah. You'd just sit there. And then you'd wait until you seen her later. Then you'd do this thing. So, how was work?
Good, huh?
Anything interesting happen? No?
No? No, just regular day of work.
Huh. Really. Oh, why do I ask? Oh, no reason. I was like,
you didn't happen to go to Pizza Hut with Todd from work, did you?
What? Oh, my God. No, listen. It's not what you think.
I was there getting their lunch buffet, and you and Todd were on the same side of the booth. Co-workers don't sit like that.
That is true.
I hate when I see couples on the same side of the booth.
Nah, listen, I want to be touching shit.
Like, if you're
go ahead.
If you were across from the booth, you can at least look in his eyes or hers.
Well, I invented this thing called turning my fucking head. So we can still look at each other.
Do you want to get a crink in your neck, Mark? Is that what you want?
Is that a racial slur for an Asian?
No.
Hey, you! Hey,
what's girl? Say?
Remember when I seen you in a rain?
This is what this guy does.
Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat.
I bet he beats the shit out of her.
Did you miss me? He did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much.
What the fuck, girl?
That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted.
You are cold busted.
Sitting here so upset with you, don't know what to do. My first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo.
About to jam murder you? Both of you. Rambo with that huge knife? I was going to do an OJ.
So instead,
in the rain.
I chill. That's right. Chill. That was
revenge is a dish best served cold. We all know that.
And then we cancel all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts.
Yeah. Hey, who's the fucking sucker that has a bunch of credit cards for your girlfriend? Like, in your name, you just give her a shitload of credit cards?
I'm so poor, I cannot relate to this sort of thing at all. Like, no girl's dating
this
me for my money.
Yeah, this dude has so much fucking money. He's like, oh, you need a bunch of credit cards? No, yeah, sure, I'll put you on there. Isn't that a fantasy? Your girl cheats on you, so you just fucking ruin her. Now she's out on the street. Look at her, she's wearing fucking sweatpants. Yeah.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing hush puppy shoe wearing crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right.
You're dismissed. Get out of here.
Kids, you know, class dismissed.
You without me like cornflake without the milk.
Without the milk, that's right.
I have eaten one cornflake. I'm on a diet.
That's all I need.
Moving on.
You know what? I'm a fan of that guy. He's got the right idea.
Orange Juice Jones from 1986. It was top 40 hit in 1986.
Is his given name Orange Juice?
A couple weeks ago, we were showing you how to stay attractive and thin.
By drinking Coca-Cola.
Well, Pepsi has an answer to that.
Once upon a time, not very long ago, quite recently, in fact, there was a little girl, an ordinary little girl.
I don't think it was that recent.
Like all ordinary little girls, she couldn't wait to grow up. As time went by, she met an ordinary...
That is true. All little kids just think about being grown-ups, how awesome it's going to be.
And then they die.
Little do they know, it's shit. Stay a kid.
In real life, however, a girl has to work at living happily ever after. First off, our heroine decided to stay beautiful, slim, and attractive. So she went for long walks.
Oh, by the way, this is a super sexist commercial. Her long walk is pushing a baby carriage.
And she engaged in competitive sports.
Which
She's
is looking
for
shopping.
Persons. Yeah.
Muscling women out of the way for purses. Yeah.
And she won a lot of trophies.
More purses, I guess, are her trophies.
Now there's a romantic.
Listen, if you're a fan of Mad Men, apparently that's how it was in the 50s.
No wonder, since she sensibly follows the modern trend toward lighter diet.
In the 50s, they figured out not to eat so much.
Pepsi Cola goes along. Never heavy or too sweet. It refreshes without filling. So whenever the occasion calls for the modern...
It's funny how...
What does it refresh without filling? I drink a fucking 2 liter of the shit. I'm full.
It's funny how differently they marketed this stuff back then.
It was like a health drink.
Our story ends.
So I guess drinking Pepsi and or Coke will keep you thin.
Well, yeah, if that's all you drink. Think about it. If you're wondering what this is, it's well, tell me.
It's Vladimir Putin playing the piano and singing Blueberry Hill, Russian
Prime Minister of Russia.
With an audience who's held captive and has to cheer for whatever he did.
Yeah.
Mr. Putin, your voice is so lovely.
Enough of the preamble, buddy. Get to it. Da, da. Yeah, lay it on me. And the thing is, he's the prime minister, but he's pretty much the king.
Yeah, well, he will fucking murder their ass.
Yeah, he will murder your
ass.
You
say anything against him, they will send you to prison.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Goldie Hawn's there.
Yeah, that's where she's been. He's been holding her captive. Because I haven't seen her in years. It's a celebrity-filled room, and they're loving it. They're bobbing their heads. They're clapping. Because he's so hot.
Kevin Costner's there?
He's standing. He's giving them a standing ovation.
Because he's got a gun to his back of his head right now.
Dude, and he was a postman. He can take care of himself. You sound like shit, Putin. I should call you Pukin.
I found my thrill.
I found my thrill at Blueberry Hill.
Back in Russia, Blueberry Hill hills you.
That is true. That is true, Yakov.
He's so horrible.
I know, and they're loving it.
Well, they have to, you know.
I know. I wish I were king. He should change his name to King Joffrey. Oh, now he's...
Oh, he sounds like a lady.
Yeah, he sounds good as a woman. And he's singing over a fucking track. Or is it the other guy singing with him? It's either a track or another guy singing too, so he doesn't sound as bad.
That's the trick. That's what they do. Yeah. All right, to finish things off, just a couple minutes of Mark and I's favorite song ever. Michael Bolton, How Can We Be Lovers? Mark and I's dream is to do karaoke to this together.
That is true.
Just give you a small taste. How can we be lovers if we can't be
friends? How can we be lovers? Hey, learn the words first.
How can we make love if we can't make amends? How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
It's a good question. Well, thanks for joining us for Pop Clips this week.
Yeah, that's it. HotShotWizKids.com.
Tune in the rest of the week. We got all the good episodes coming up.
Awesome.
HotShotWizKids.com. Gmail.
Exactly.
Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Just
Facebook. Yeah, you can Google it. You'd be surprised how much shit comes up.
And enjoy the sweet sounds of Michael Bolton playing us out.
And that chick.